Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Ladies and gentlemen, emanating from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California, check it, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Celebrating four decades of radio, that's right, the longest running fight show in history, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez, of course, I am your host. I'm also an award-winning writer and a four-time Golden Glove champion. But of course, today, we're talking boxing in the heavyweight upset yesterday with Anthony Joshua, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist, former world champion, got drilled by Danny Dubois. That's right, he was down in round one, round three, round four, and down in round five for the count. I kid you not, he was down more than a cheap hooker in the tenderloin sitting in the front seat of a car. It was an up and down performance for Joshua. Most of the time he was down, and of course Danny Dubois, I thought he might gas a couple times, but the bottom line is he held tough and he pulled off the upset of upsets, a 4-1 upset, of course, in front of 96,000 people in Wembley Stadium, a record crowd for boxing, no doubt about that. And of course, two Brits getting it on, but everybody thought the matinee idol, that's what they were calling him, the English matinee idol. Of course, talk about the former champion Anthony Joshua. Now he's been knocked out by knocked out by Andy Ruiz, and now he's been knocked out by Daniel Dubois. So the bottom line is, maybe it's time for AJ to hang it up. That's what the godfather Larry Merchant was talking last night, of course, hanging things up. Now, if he were to hang it up, he's made a bundle of money. And of course, in boxing and professional boxing, that's what it's all about. Not the glory, the money. That's what people don't understand. Professional boxing is professional, meaning making dollars. And of course, AJ's case, pounds, sterling pounds. But the bottom line is, he's made a lot of money. Let him go away. Maybe he was a bit undeserved. Of course, I praised him heavily when he turned pro because he was a 2012 Olympic gold medalist, 6'5", 6'6", almost 6'7". Bottom line is, he had the height, he had the reach, he had pop in his punch. I mean, he had it all. Looked like he had movement, but the bottom line is, he couldn't catch. That's right. He can't catch. He can't take a punch out. You hit him anywhere above his neck and he like goes all grangly and this and that. So the bottom line is, he got drilled yesterday in the fifth round. He should be history. I'm talking about Anthony Joshua. We'll spend some time today with Sir Thomas Dillamuth. Of course, hopefully I'll get this stutter together during the commercial break. But the bottom line is, Sir Thomas Dillamuth will be here about the, he called this fight. I mean, nobody else called it, but he called the 4-1 upset. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com, and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We're having Skype problems right now. Nothing new there. They were happening yesterday. Socrates Palmer couldn't get through on the Skype. Of course, we got him on his cell phone. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, where the internet here in the studio is on the is dial-up internet. Straight up, of course, let's talk about the boxing gods and how they knew Canelo burned us last week. Of course, last week, Saulo Alvarez, sparred 12 rounds with pathetic puncher. I'm talking about Puerto Rican puncher Edgar Berlanga for 12 rounds. With Berlanga's power, 17 KOs in 22 fights, and Canelo being naturally smaller and not in great shape, Canelo Berlanga could have been good, but it was instead easily forgettable. All right, earlier today, or yesterday, from Wembley Stadium and 96,000 British boxing fans, 4-1 underdog Daniel Dubois, now 21-2, 20 KOs, turned out Anthony Joshua by dropping the former world champion in rounds 1, 3, and 4 before dropping him finally for the 10th count in round number 5. The 2012 Olympic gold medalist, Joshua, now 28-4, 23 KOs, was, as I said, a 4-1 favorite who couldn't handle Dubois' power. The anointed, that's right, the anointed, they made him the champion. Talk about the IBF. The anointed IBF heavyweight king, Dubois, began the first round with his left jab, which seemed to buzz Joshua early, even before the knockdown. His elevator went up and down. That's right, up and down. Like a cheap hooker in the front seat of a car, Joshua kept going down on Daniel. Straight up, Daniel, on his part, looked tired a couple of times. I said to myself, oh, my God, he's getting tired. AJ's coming back, but it wasn't to be. Most horrific referee I've seen in a long time. My co-host, soon to come up here, Sir Thomas Dillamuth, of course, he of Ring Talk Worldwide, and, of course, the Tommy D Show on YouTube, Friday nights, coming to you from the Bronx. He called out Mauricio Sulaiman in the WBC on the crooked, what he thought were crooked, Oshaki Foster, Robinson, Canseco judges. Both he and I couldn't get over the actions of referee Marcus McDowell yesterday of the UK. He protected Joshua like it was his firstborn, calling Dubois for like a variety of fouls we just didn't see. And you know what? Some English referees, just like Americans, judges and referees, they just have no shame. It was the most despicable job of refereeing I've seen thus far this year. If you live next door to Mr. McDowell, I suggest humiliating him in the worst ways. Oh, and never let him near a fight of any consequence ever again. How about the rematch, or do we wait on the Usyk Fury 2 winner? Anthony Joshua has a rematch clause, which in his case should be called the glass jaw clause, and could engage DD in his next fight. But anybody that wants to see Joshua Dubois 2 after today hates Anthony Joshua. Dubois needs more road work. Dubois, as I said, now 21-2. It was Joshua being KO number 20. It wasn't a perfect performance, Dubois. Of course, he got tired in the third and the fourth round. And, of course, Joshua's claim to fame is the fact that he was knocked out by a fat man in Andy Ruiz. Of course, in the rematch, when he beat Andy Ruiz weighed 283 pounds. In the end, Eddie Hearn got trashed again. He was humbled by Frank Warren. The battle of these UK promoters hasn't even been close, with Eddie Hearn falling to Frank Warren, of course, in that 5-for-5 promotional matchup. And then, of course, last night or yesterday was the 4-to-1 favorite Dubois. Straight up, Frank Warren's on top. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. Let's take it from the West Coast to the East Coast. We're bringing the Bronx man himself. We'll talk about Tommy D. Sir Thomas Dillamuth, according to his agent. What's up, Tommy D?
Hey, Pedro, how's everything?
Well, we're just glad to hear your voice because the Skype here has been a little flaky. I say Skype couldn't connect with Sock, and then Skype was having problems earlier. But the bottom line is, let's talk about that referee last night. Marcus McDowell, what was that guy thinking?
I think he was on a take. I mean, he was horrible from the very first round, from the opening minute. He was already warning and Dubois of what he said, headbutts, and, you know, I guess holding him down. Like, I mean, from the very first round, he was giving Anthony Joshua time and breaks, you know. So one of the worst refings that I've seen in a long time.
Okay, Tommy D, but here's what's up. I watched Dan Stell of California do this a couple of weeks ago at a card in Oakland, California. When they get into a fight, they don't even look at the favorite. All they're doing is looking at the other guy. I mean, they don't look at both guys. They're looking at the other guy. They're spending time looking at the other guy. They're waiting to ding the other guy. If you watch these fights, it's pretty telltale what these referees are doing. I mean, he wasn't looking at Joshua. He was just looking at Dubois.
Yeah, the whole fight. I mean, and Joshua is blatantly holding in, like, rounds 2, 3, and 4. Blatantly holding. I
mean, you mean blatantly holding? You mean like blatantly holding, like, my favorite fighter, Devin Haney?
I don't know what you're talking about. maybe your other favorite fighter, Klitschko. Maybe, you know, Vladimir Klitschko.
Yeah, you know, but the bottom line is, I think once he learned how to fight a little bit and, you know, stand up and this kind of stuff, I think he sort of earned his props. I'm talking about both Klitschko's, of course. Vladimir, the 1996 Olympic gold medalist. In fact, the other guy would have been the Olympic gold medalist, but he got pulled out of the Olympics, Vitaly, in 1996 for testing positive for steroids. You know that?
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah,
Vitaly. Who I thought he was the better of the two brothers.
You thought he was?
I thought he was better than Vladimir. I thought he had a better chin than Vladimir. You know, and he only had two losses, right? I think he lost the decision to Chris Bird, and he lost to Lennox Lewis. You know, in a fight that he was beating up Lennox Lewis too in that fight.
Yeah, Lennox was out of shape for that one. Lennox knew that he wasn't in stellar condition. He, you know what? And he retired right thereafter. I mean, that was a smooth move.
It was very smooth because if it wasn't for that cut, you know, I think Vitaly would have taken him out. So I think that was a very smart move by Lennox. And, you know, no discredit to Lennox Lewis. He's one of the best heavyweights we've seen, I think, in the last 25 years, maybe 30 years. So I just thought Vitaly was really good that night.
1988 Olympic gold medalist. Of course, he beat Riddick Bowe in the amateur. I'll never forget what Jack Fisk said to Riddick Bowe at the Olympic trials here in Concord, California, after he won the Olympic trials in 1988, I think it was. He goes, how's a fat guy with love handles going to win the gold medal? Oh, I mean, Jack Fisk, 75 years old, the godfather of boxing writers, went right at Riddick Bowe with that.
Wow. And look, they had opportunities to fight in the pros, and Riddick Bowe did not want to fight.
Exactly.
You know, he threw the belt in the track.
Yeah, that's the point I was trying to make there, no doubt about that. Now let's go back to yesterday's fight. Of course, it was a pretty good encounter. It cost me $20. I had to buy it on pay-per-view. I paid $20 to watch it on pay-per-view. Of course, it was a cheaper pay-per-view than most, but $20 or $80, I don't know. I thought it was just too long, and there was just too many fights.
Just too many fights, and then they threw that band in there, and I never heard of that band before. You know, it's just like, I guess it's an event. But for $20, I mean, compared to the other pay-per-views, it was a good heavyweight fight. I mean, even though one guy was whipping on the other, you know, and there was some drama in that last round before the knockout because Joshua hurt Dubois right before that, and then, he couldn't miss with that right hand two times in a row, and it was, you know, it was good night, Joshua. So I mean, you had a little drama in the fight. It was heavyweight, you know, action. It was, the title was on the line. $20, I don't think it's bad. I think it was worth it.
Okay, like a cheap hooker in the front seat of a car, Joshua just kept going down. I mean, he did.
I like that one.
I mean, he did, and Dubois, on his part, he was sucking wind. I got scared there a couple of times. I said to myself, oh, no, this guy's about to come back here, and that would just ruin the day because, listen, that was good for boxing. The boxing gods were listening to us because we needed something to shake this sport up, and I think they shook the sport up a little bit. You know, not that Joshua was the greatest thing since sliced bread, but the bottom line is he was expected to win that fight, and he didn't.
And he didn't, and he was expected by most, not by me. Because I just want to point out, I did call and say that Dubois was going to win this fight and he was going to stop Joshua. So, you know, not to toot my own horn, but
that's why you are the Sunday shot caller. You think I don't put that title on too many people now. Okay, so Joshua's done, right?
I think Joshua's done. Talking to your other friend and my best friend, Mr. the PhD, he said that Joshua looked weak, and I agree. He did not look like he had anything last night. I think he's done. I don't want to see a rematch. You know what I would like to see? I want to see Big Bang Zhang against Dubois. Let's make that happen. That's what I want to
see. You know, Big Bang Zhang was talking smack last night. The guy doesn't speak a whole lot of English, but he said a few words and that, and said, like, told Dubois, like, call me on the phone. This, it was sort of cool. But, you know, that would be a great fight. You know what? Where that would be an even greater fight would be? In Beijing, if it was in China. I'm telling you, they would... I was in China for the first boxing match. We drew like 15,000 people back in 1993. Muhammad Ali was there. Leonzo Barber defended the WBO light heavyweight title in the main event. Mike Weaver was on the card. I mean, there were some names over there. But boxing, that was the first time boxing had ever been in the People's Republic of China since Mao Zedong and the communist government shut it down in 1949. So that was boxing's first comeback. I want to go back and see the first Chinese guy fight for the – I wasn't say Chinaman. I would have gotten in trouble. Why is it I can say Mexican but I can't say Chinaman? How come? How come, Tommy D?
I don't know. I never heard about that, but I guess you can't say that. I don't know. That's a good question.
But, yeah, no, some people get sensitive with that. But anyway, I would love to go across the pond and see Zhang fight for the world heavyweight title in his native land. No doubt about that. Now, we're going to reconnect with Tommy D on the phone because there's a delay on the Skype, so we'll be back with Tommy D after the break. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If I don't play the Rocky theme, Tommy D's agent calls me on the phone. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, last night or yesterday, history taking place across the pond, the end of Anthony Joshua, 2012 Olympic gold medals. Of course, at one point in time, I thought he was a boxing god. I mean, think about this. 6'6", black, good build, nice, beautiful body. I mean, he could talk well. He looked good for the girls. He could punch. He could box a little bit. But he couldn't take a punch. And that's one of the things you've got to be capable, you've got to do in the world of boxing. Of course, Devin Haney, my favorite guy, doesn't take much of a punch. In fact, Devin Haney, I want to bring this up because any chance I get to kick him in the teeth, I do. He was in London yesterday, and he called Eddie Hearn at 6 o'clock in the morning and asked Eddie Hearn for free tickets, and Eddie wouldn't pick up the phone. I thought that was pretty cool. So he was moaning about not getting free tickets. Listen, pal, you look like you're 200 pounds right now or close to 200 pounds. We know you were never the near 140 pounds when you fought and defended the 140-pound belt, 135-pound belt. You lost to Lomachenko. What am I saying? You got drilled by Ryan Garcia. Yeah, oh, yeah, we're supposed to forget that one. Your father and you tried to get it erased from YouTube. Try to get it away from the zone. I kid you not. Bottom line is, you can't put toothpaste back in the tube, man. You've been exposed, and hopefully I never get to see you box again. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live World. My favorite fighter is Devin Haney. The Devin Haney fan club is open.
You are. and I like the way the Devin Haney fan is open, and then you lead to me. That's excellent.
Oh,
you're so hard on the guy.
Yeah, you know, I'm not saying nothing about his preferences or nothing like that. But he was hanging out with P. Diddy at those parties, okay? And anybody that hung out with P. Diddy at those parties, according to Cat Williams and like 1,000 other people, Justin Bieber, Usher, Meek Mill, they were all sexually abused by P. Diddy. So what makes Haney the exception to the rule?
I don't know how accurate that is, because Pedro, didn't you admit a few times on here that you've hung out with the Rolling Stones and P. Diddy?
You're giving me a bad no. You're rapping me no. Here's what's up. I thought he was a security guard for Hamed. He was standing in front of Hamed's dressing room with some other guy that looked just like him, like they were both in uniform. They were dressed as twins. Okay, I mean, one guy was like bigger than Puff Daddy was a bigger guy, and he had a little guy dressed in the same suit as him, same color, same everything. Bottom line is, had the same tailor, I guess. Anyway, but the bottom line is, I thought he was security, and then I said to him, "You security?" He goes, "Blood, you don't know who I am." I said, "No, I just kept on walking." So I didn't know who he was until I met Ron Wood at the urinal in this restaurant at a party afterwards, and Ron Wood told us we were both with our appendages in the air. He said, you know, he hung around with Puff Daddy, or he liked Puff Daddy because Puff Daddy had the best effing weed.
I just asked.
And plus, I'll tell you what, here's a good one. Talk about gay being painted as being gay. Not that there's nothing wrong with it. I was in Las Vegas in 1992 signing autographs for Ring Talk Live Worldwide at a restaurant. And we were signing autographs, and some girl came up to me. She said, "Where are you from?" I said, "America." She goes, "Gay." I go, "Mericon." And I didn't know what Maricoma meant. You know what I'm saying? I took 3 years of Spanish. I guess I wasn't thinking this way. But Maricoma meant gay dude in Spanish, okay? So I had no idea. So there's this long line of chicks waiting to get these autographed pictures of me and Oscar. I think I had a picture of me and Oscar De La Hoya. So I'm signing these pictures of that. And these chicks are going to me, "Es verdad, you're a Maricoma?" They're saying me in Spanish. I'm going, "Yeah, verdad, verdad." And then they asked me where I was from. I said, "San Francisco." Bottom line is, I didn't get no action that night. Can you believe it? Can you believe that? There was 40 or 50 women in the place, and the word got out I was a gay dude from San Francisco.
That's messed up, man.
No, man, you can't. No, just like I'm trying to tell Devin Haney about him losing and trying to erase it. You can't put it back in the jar. You can't put the tube back in toothpaste back in the tube. I mean, I couldn't correct that no matter what I did.
I understand all of that, but when it comes to Ryan Garcia, you know, he's a funny guy and he's a suspect individual, and he's a guy that you can't trust, you know. So I mean, it goes both ways. I mean, listen, you know, we watched the fight. I didn't think, you know, Haney had the best game plan in that fight. I thought he looked good from rounds two to like around six, and you know, he dropped that left hand or dropped the right hand.
He threw the slingshot jab, and the slingshot jab is when you stick your left jab out, you drop your right. Okay, or you bring it back, or you bring it back behind your ear. And he kept doing it time and time and time again. And listen, that's a flaw that he's had all along. You just got away with it.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think, you know, you got to go to the dressing, you know, back to the drawing board. But I don't think we should be, you know, crucifying the guy. I mean, everybody loses. I mean,
Yeah. You're right. Everybody loses. But does anybody put up a bitch and tell YouTube to pull down the film and all that kind of good stuff? Come on, man.
Come on, but Garcia didn't make weight. You know,
time out. You know, he paid him, but he didn't make weight, so he gave him $1.5 million. And guess what? Haney took that stuff and lapped it up. He thought that, he said to himself, "Man, Ryan's off his game. Ryan's off his rocker, the whole nine yards. Let's get $1.5 million more."
Yeah, no, and you're right. And he fell for it. You know, he fell for the tricks and, you know, all the stuff that Ryan was doing, you know, leading up to the fight. You know, people thought that Ryan was crazy. He had to take, like, a psychological test, supposedly, when he came to New York. So, you know, yeah, they fell for it, you know. But what I'm saying is that it wasn't even an even playing field, you know. They both weren't, you know, you're supposed to fight at 140. All right, fine, he took the money at 143, you know, and then he shows he had, you know.
Haney was 170 pounds in the ring. What's the difference?
How much you think Ryan weighed in the ring?
Exactly. What I'm trying to say is they were both right there. I mean, it wasn't like one guy was just putting on weight.
Yeah, but Ryan looked like he was like 180. He looked maybe bigger than
Look, man, listen, here's what's up. It's still must-watch TV. You hear what I'm saying? It's must-watch TV.
No, yeah.
You see Devin Haney with his Velcro boots and his Velcro trunks and all that kind of stuff, thinking he's a fashion king. Speaking of fashion king, what's the story with Berlanga wearing tennis shoes last week?
Until you pointed out, I looked at it, and I don't get it.
Let me tell you.
Time and time again, we're seeing these weird shoes that these fighters are wearing. I mean,
Tommy D, let me tell you about the tennis shoe. A tennis shoe, you can't turn your toe on it. They dig directly into the ground, and they don't move. You know what I'm saying? In other words, a boxing shoe, you've got to be able to turn your toes. Turn your toes when you throw a right hand or a punch from behind or a punch from the front. And you can't do it wearing those type of shoes because of the fact that basketball shoes are so – they grip the floor like you wouldn't – like a magnet.
Yeah.
And you can't pivot with those. So, I mean, he was wearing those. That was an amateur corner. He never went for it. I mean, Socrates, of course, his people are in – he's got people in Berlanga's corner. But the bottom line is he agreed yesterday that Berlanga's corner was lacking. Berlanga was lacking, but the corner was lacking too.
Yeah, but you can't blame the corner if the fighter's not following the corner's instructions.
So you know what you tell him? So you know what you're telling me? Tell him what Chris Gomez told me when I was sparring Wilfred Benitez. Okay, either you go out there and you kick this dude's ass, or I'm not going to be here when you get back.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with you. Or threaten to stop the fight because they're not. He's not doing what he's doing, you know, supposed to be doing. He's taking too much damage. I totally agree.
In that first round against Benitez here at Newman's Gym, of course, I was very passive. I was scared. I mean, this is Wilfred Benitez. This is a guy that was going to fight Roberto Duran. Had already fought had fought Roberto Duran and beat him. And, of course, he had fought Ray Leonard and lost the title to him. But, I mean, I was in awe of this guy, okay? And they told me, listen, if you don't go out there and do what you need to do, we're not going to be here when you get back. And that's what Chris Gomez told me. Put some old Teddy Atlas psycho job on me. But, of course, we sparred three more rounds, another round that day and two rounds later, and I kept him in the corner. I never let him out. And you know what? No mercy for him. I'm sorry, but that was that point in time where I was looking to build my name, so there was no mercy.
No, of course not, as you should. No, you have to. Of course, no mercy at all. You know, you have to build your name, and it's all about you. He's going to do it to you,
yeah,
right? So
it seems Barry McGuigan, of course, the Clone Cyclone, is talking for the retirement of Anthony Joshua. Of course, I remember when Barry and I were training together down in Palm Springs. He was going to fight Stevie Cruz, and he wouldn't train in the sun. He wouldn't train in the heat. And guess what killed him? The heat, because he went to Las Vegas. It was like 120 degrees when he got in the ring. The sun was shining the whole nine yards. By the seventh or eighth round, Barry McGuigan had, of course, and he was never the same after that. And he was a super – and that guy, he sold a lot of tickets, bro. We thought he was going to be like the next megastar from Europe. And, of course, he flopped because he didn't handle the conditions of the heat.
Yeah.
That's before your time.
Yeah, it is. But I think when it comes to Joshua, I think Eddie Hearn is going to get this man really, really hurt. I think Eddie Hearn needs
time
to sell
out.
Joshua.
Eddie Hearn. Yeah. Eddie Hearn lost $1 billion already. How could he still be in business? I mean, him and the Impeccable One. I mean, come on, man. What's up here?
He still has Joshua. Joshua's his money. That's his ticket, right? I mean, that's all he really got left. That's his big money ticket. You know, they sold, what, 96,000 in Wembley?
Yeah.
I mean, that's because of, you know, AJ. AJ's a big star, but he's going to get AJ really hurt if he keeps pushing AJ to continue to fight.
Okay, so we got less than a minute before we go to a break. AJ is through. Danny Dubois, what's next for him, do you think? What should be next for him?
I think there should not be no rematch. There's no need for a rematch. It was a domination. And I think Dubois and Zhang, that's what we go, you know, that's what we need to do. And I think AJ, either he stops fighting or takes it, you know, maybe a six-month break or something and just think about what he wants to do next.
Okay, stick around, Tommy D. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast. Don't worry. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yeah, that was my cell phone that just popped.
Can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My brother had a vasectomy a few years ago, and he found out the hard way it doesn't always work. And it can make your baby black.
Tommy, did you hear that?
Yeah.
You weren't. You didn't think that was funny?
It was. It was.
It's a white comic. It's a white stand-up comic, obviously. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside the world of boxing and MMA. Hey, who is Shushu Carrington?
Shushu Carrington is Roots Carrington. You know, he's 12-0 fighting out of Brownsville, Brooklyn. You know, he's an up-and-coming featherweight. You know, he had his career kind of like, you know, start late because he was trying to be in the Olympics because of COVID. You know, they had to postpone the Olympics, so he didn't get to make it, so it kind of delayed his career. But he's an up-and-coming featherweight. I like him. I think he's the next star out of New York right now. He's fighting this Friday night against this guy, Sagawa. You know, it's just, you know, I think it's a stay-busy fight. I don't think this guy's any good.
Is this guy related to Mauricio Suleiman? Because his first name is Suleiman Sagawa.
Yeah, his name is Suleiman Sagawa. Who knows? But I don't think he's that good. He got stopped by Jermaine Ortiz, so, you know.
And Jermaine Ortiz is not the biggest puncher in boxing, is he?
Yeah, he's not really the biggest puncher, so, you know, he got knocked out by Jermaine Ortiz. He got a couple of losses. That's his only stoppage, you know. So, you know, I think it's a stay busy fight for him, for Shushu. I would like to see him, you know, hopefully get a stoppage win this Friday, and then maybe, you know, get a title shot.
Are you going to be in the theater for that?
Yes, I'll be in the theater for that.
Pretty cool. I guess it was Friday night. Jaime Munguia was in action, of course, and he looked pretty good in taking out Canada's Eric Bazaian. Of course, he took him out, I believe, in the 10th round, but it was a pretty good fight back and forth. Is Munguia, do I not give him enough credit, or does he get too much credit by other people?
I think he gets too much credit by other people. I think now he's, you know, before the Canelo fight, I think he got too much credit. I didn't think he was really that good. You know, he had a tough fight with Devonchenko. Some people thought he lost that fight. That was a close fight. You know, that's pretty much was his toughest fight to date. You know, he hung in there with Canelo, who I thought Canelo kind of, you know, took his foot off the gas the second half of the fight, especially after he knocked him down. So, but he impressed me. He impressed me Friday night. He fought a guy, a top 10 guy, which me and you spoke about before, that, you know, they just threw him in there, top 10. But he was losing in the beginning. I thought he was down in the scorecards, and he came back second half of the fight and eventually stopped the guy. So, you know, I feel like he's a fighter that's getting a little bit better. He's a solid guy. I think he is a top 10 guy. But it's time for him to fight, you know, somebody in the top, you know, top 10. Okay. You know, the Chris Nabilis of the world, you know, the Benavidez maybe, you know, Berlanga, Caleb Plant. You know, I think it's time for him to be in a ring with somebody like that.
Is Dubois a flash in the pan? I mean, did you just pick a flash in the pan here, or do you think he's got some longevity in him?
I think he's got some longevity in him. I mean, he's been in some big fights already. He's a young guy. You know, he lost, you know, his two losses, right? He lost to, you know, the Usyk fight, which we all know what happened in that fight, where he hurt Usyk to the body and the ref, you know. Yep. So, you know, he looked good there. He kind of tired out. I think his gas tank is his weakest thing, right? Because even last night, he looked like the gas tank was about to run dry, you know, at the end of that fourth round.
I was freaking out. And then and Sock texts me. He's freaking out at the same time.
And that's I think that's his number one problem is the gas tank. I think his other loss was with Joy Joyce. And he was winning that fight, I thought.
All right.
And then he eventually got caught and stopped.
In 1958, they had a game show on called the $64,000 question. If it was in 2024, it would be the $697,000 question. So I got to ask you this. Why can't I find the scorecards, the official scorecards on BoxRec or anything else for that fight between Anthony Joshua and Danny Dubois? Why? Because the judges' scores were suspect?
I don't know. I would imagine so. If they had a, you know, they had a suspect referee, why not have suspect judges as well, right? So, but he dominated. I mean, I'd be interested to see what the scores were. I mean, obviously the first round was 10-8. I don't know how you scored anything other than a 10-8. And then the second round was a 10-9. They didn't give him credit for another knockdown. You know, the third round, it looked like the ref waved off the fight. And then he didn't wave off the fight.
When you wave off a knockdown, you wave it off bending over. Don't you? Don't you? Isn't that the way you wave off a knockdown? You bend over and say, you make this motion towards the ground. You don't make this motion over your head.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
So he even gaffed at that.
Yeah, I don't know what that guy was doing or, you know, what was his intention.
You know, I've said it before, but this if the shoe fits, wear it. He should be arrested for impersonating a professional referee.
Big time, absolutely. And to get a fight like that, a main event, a heavyweight title fight in a big stadium like Wembley on pay-per-view, never again.
And yet, some of the English fans, of course, when I wrote that little piece that went around the world on a couple of the Facebook pages about the boxing gods, Nguyen Canelo screwed us last week because they gave us a good fight yesterday. Because, listen, it's tough being a boxing fan. If you paid $90 for Canelo, I'm not saying I did, take the fifth, but if you paid $90 for Canelo, you had to feel used.
Dissatisfied.
Used, abused, you know? And dissatisfied, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly, dissatisfied, you know.
Okay, so how many suckers did that allegedly pull in on pay-per-view?
Well, with the reports, I've seen somebody put out like 750K. I can't believe that.
Well, see, and then I saw 750K, 749,499. That's me, and then there's the impeccable in the other room making 48, and then you is 47. I mean, bottom line is they didn't get seven. If they got 700,000 people to buy that fight, there are more marks in this country than I can imagine.
Oh, big time. Yeah, I estimated it'll make like 150. So that's 600,000 too much.
I mean, you almost have to be. I'm not saying that I did it, but you almost have to be proud if you stole that fight.
Yeah,
you almost have to be proud.
I would feel extremely proud.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, Socrates told me he was proud.
Oh, all right, but Sock does it the hard way. Sock does it ghetto-wise. He has a pair of binoculars and he looks through his window to the other neighbor's window. I mean, what happens if they pull down the shade?
You're right. I don't know. I got to tell him to invest in a telescope better than binoculars.
No, you know what? I think he's got some other attributes with those binoculars. He might be a peeping sock.
Go figure. And his best friend is Tom. It's crazy.
Okay, Richard Torres Jr. I'm not high on him, man. Why is he's still undefeated? But he, you know,
he's. I'm not high on him either. Until he fights somebody that can hit back, and you know, I'm not gonna be impressed with this guy.
Of course,
you know,
of course.
I see when I see Richard Torres is when he got knocked out in the Olympics a few years ago.
Okay, according to BoxingScene.com, Richard Torres Jr., who fights Joey Dalawenko on Friday, he beat him in Glendale, Arizona, the undercard of Mugia Bazanian, checks plenty of the usual boxes of Upperly Mobile U.S. Boxing Project. I just don't see it there. In fact, you know, he doesn't even sell himself in public. You ever see an interview with the guy? I wouldn't want to. You see one interview, that's enough.
Yeah.
There's no intrigue there, man. It's like, well, you would you say what? You, who are you?
Well, you don't support your fellow Californian?
No, I don't support my fellow. Any Puerto Rican?
I think he's Mexican American. I think.
Well,
Mexican
American, Puerto Rican, it don't matter. He can't fight.
he can't. I don't think he's any good.
No, and listen, and they're trying their best, you know, to build them up. Build them up to what? You know, you build these guys up, and then you get them hurt. You know what I'm saying? You put them in fights, and I mean, I understand everybody should make that payday this and that, but they shouldn't get hurt in the process. But boxing, of course, is hurting.
Look what happened to Jared Anderson. Look how they built him up, and he forced somebody that could fight back, and he got beat up bad.
Yeah, but here's what's up, man. I sent a sparring partner back east. Okay, of course, I'm talking about the impeccable one. Bailey Peck went down there to spar with him. Of course, spent 10 rounds with him. Told me the guy's got nothing. He's going to lose this fight. I said, no, he's a big favorite. No, he's going to lose this fight, and of course. He quit. There's so many different ways to explain his performance. None of them positive.
No, not at all. And his mentals is not all there either. So I mean, I don't know. ESPN top ranked. They're looking for a big American heavyweight, and I don't know. They think they got something with Torres, and they got something with. Jared Anderson, but there's another guy they have that they're bringing up too. He's fighting this Friday night too, Ali Feliz. He's a small heavyweight, and he's pretty solid, so mm-hmm. Let's see, how he does. They're going to build him up. He's backed by that big manager that supports Shakur. He's got his backing.
The guy from Europe?
No, the hip-hop guy.
James Prince?
Yeah, he's backed by him. So
Let me tell you. I'm glad you brought up James Prince. Me and James Prince go back a long, long ways, maybe 20, 25 years, okay? When he broke into boxing, of course, he was Andre Ward's manager under the table for a long time. And he's the guy that made Andre Ward, of course. Andre Ward, being the control freak that he was, didn't want to be controlled by any promoter. So he went to Dan Goosen in 10 Goose Boxing instead of Bob Arum and or Don King, who could have made him a superstar. I don't think that Andre Ward ever wanted to become a superstar. He wanted to be just Andre Ward. As long as he could call his own shots, he was satisfied with that. You feel me?
No, I get it. I understand. I didn't know he was really like that, until later on, like after his career. But, I always wonder. I thought he was a really good fighter. He's obviously a Hall of Fame fighter. He was the best of his era, and he fought some really good fighters too. I mean, I thought Carl Froch was a really good fighter, and I thought that would be a good fight, and he made it look easy. So.
Yeah. Remember, here's what's up. Froch, the son of God. I mean, he really is a bit of a square. I mean, he's a hip guy in this net, but he really is a guy that never got in any trouble, never gotten any problems, never had any problems with his wife. Him and his wife, I think, have been together since she was like 15 or 16, and they're like in their mid-30s or almost 40s now. But the bottom line is, he was always a class act. He never got in any trouble. And that one fight that he lost in King's Gym as an amateur, he didn't lose. In fact, when I showed up late one day for the amateur card, because they had like 70 fights or something like that. I'm kidding, but like 25 or 30 fights on the card. And I showed up late, and Andre had fought already, and the late Marsha King, who ran King's Boxing Gym, said to me, "You wouldn't believe it, Andre got robbed, this and that." So I didn't think too much of it until later in life, when that was the only fight Andre Ward would ever lose.
Wow. Yeah, Andre Ward, one of my favorite fighters. I love Andre Ward. And like you said, good in and out of the ring, never caused no trouble. I mean, if you talk about, I think you want to talk about like a good role model, a good boxing role model, I think Andre Ward is that guy.
I think he could have learned something from Ray Leonard, though. Flash. He lacks flash.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, you're right.
But still, he is the son of God. He's a good guy. There's no doubt about that. Of course, he says he's from Oakland, California. He lives in Marin County with all them rich folks over there. I kid you not. I mean, all the rock stars. He lives with all the rock stars. But he's from San Francisco. Said he was from Oakland, but the bottom line is from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Now, Jaime Munguia, pretty good performance. So now we talked about that. What do you think? How can I put this? They're going to peddle him around and push him again at 168, probably for the IBF belt or something like that. The IBF was bold enough to take the title from Canelo Alvarez, the 168-pound belt. The WBC is refusing to do so. I'll leave you with this last question. David Benavidez is not saying anything about Canelo Alvarez anymore. It is my opinion or my suggestion that he was paid off to shut up. I mean, he had to be. I mean, he hasn't mentioned the guy's name. It's like you put a gun to Benavidez's head, he won't mention Canelo anymore.
I find that hard to believe because, David Benavidez, his father, talks a lot.
They ain't said a word. Have they said a word in a month? Nothing.
They have not said a word, so I don't know. That could. I mean, you may be onto something. I'm pretty. They haven't said anything. they're now focused on what, fighting at the what is it, light heavyweight?
Light heavyweight, exactly. You know, let me tell
and
you,
they want to fight the winner of Beterbiev and Bivol, which yeah. I think that would be a mistake.
Well, here's what's up. I'm going to tell you like this. I smell a payoff. Tommy D, you have a good week. Say hello to Tamara. Say hello to the agent. You have a great week, and of course your son as well. You got two kids, right?
All right. Two kids, yeah. Right. Yep. Say hello to my son Tom and Tamara, yeah.
All right. Say hello to the entire family, my brother. Have a great day.
You got it, bro. Thank you.
The Sunday Shot Caller, the one, the only, Sir Thomas Dillamuth.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's the thing. There's so many stuff. There's so much stuff to worry about. You know, the more you know, the more you don't know. And you know, like a lot of people be telling me, Dave, you know, you just got to relax. The racism thing be bugging you too much. Have you ever had something happen that was so racist that you didn't even get mad? You were just like, God damn, that was racist. I mean, it was so blatant, you were just like, wow. Like, it almost like it didn't even happen to you. It was like a f-ing movie. That was like you was watching Mississippi Burning. Wow. That happened to me. I was in Mississippi. I was in Mississippi doing a show, and I go to the restaurant to order some food, and I say to the guy, I say, I would like to have, and before I even finish my sentence, he says, the chicken. I could not believe it. Could not believe that. This man was absolutely right. I said, how did he know that I was going to get some chicken? I asked him, I said, how you know that? How did you know I was going to get some chicken? He looked at me like I was crazy. Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. Now, everybody knew as soon as you walked through the goddamn door, you're going to get some chicken.
Dave Chappelle for Shopping in the South. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing. Hour number two, we take apart the WBC. I kid you not, we do it with the aid of a parody clip, of course, from YouTube. But the bottom line is the WBC will be taken apart in hour number two. The world of bunko and chicanery, that'll be up to you. You be the judge on that one. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming up at 12:06 p.m. Pacific time or 3:06 p.m. Eastern time. That's right. There's a six-minute break between hours. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Stay tuned for hour number two.
Presents the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Chuck Sanders.
Andy Dalton starts at quarterback for the 0-2 Panthers this Sunday when they take on the Raiders. Number 21 Clemson squares off with NC State this Saturday. The Tigers are 1-1. The Wolfpack off to a 2-1 start. Clemson returns to action after the bye. Their last outing was September the 7th, a 66-20 win over App State. The Tigers are looking for their 800th all-time win. It's the 92nd all-time meeting. Clemson leads the series 60-30-1. Although the Wolfpack won the last meeting October 28th of last year, that was a 24-17 final. The Tar Heels are home Saturday. It's a matchup against James Madison. North Carolina's off to a 3-0 start to the season. James Madison 2-0. North Carolina looking for their second straight 4-0 start.
Bundle auto and home, renters or condo, and save with Progressive. That's the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Chuck Sanders.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, going! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Sports in 60. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's NFL Week 3 as we try to improve on our 2-0 Play of the Day start. It's back to the Twin Cities where our college football Play of the Day originated from Saturday. The venue Sunday is U.S. Bank Stadium as two undefeated squads, the Vikings and the Texans, square off. And with all the hype surrounding now-departed Kirk Cousins, the Vikings couldn't post a 2-0 start in his 6 years in Minneapolis. Houston continues to ride last season's wave, winning last week against heralded rookie quarterback Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears. Texans defensive coordinator Matt Burke ordered a ton of blitzes on the Bears to rattle Williams, but the feeling here is Vikings veteran offensive coordinator Wes Phillips has watched the film and will adjust accordingly, allowing Sam Darnold, and healthy enough to play, Justin Jefferson, a chance to pull off the upset. Vikings plus 2.5. Sports in 60, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples Hot Deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American potatoes, cheese sauce. Bacon. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
Participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Progressive presents the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Chuck Sanders.
Swung and ripped to right. There's a base hit. Hitting third. Coming for home. Ramirez. He will score.
Guardians Radio in Thursday's 3-2 10-inning win over the Twins. Cleveland clinched the playoff berth with a victory. Andrés Giménez singled home Jose Ramirez from second in the 10th to win it. Cleveland's the second American League team to qualify for the postseason following the Yankees, who locked up a spot Wednesday night. Rookie Kyle Manzardo homered for the Guardians, who lowered their magic number to clinch the American League Central title to 3. The Twins are trying to hold on to a wild card. They only got 3 hits and fell into a tie with Detroit for the final spot in the American League. NFL Sunday, the 1-1 Browns host the 0-2 Giants. The battle of 2-0 teams when the Steelers host the Chargers. On Monday night, the 2-0 Bills host the 0-2 Jaguars. The 0-2 Bengals are home against the 1-1 Commanders.
Bundle auto and home, renters or condo, and save with Progressive. That's the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Chuck Sanders.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk, live worldwide, hour number 2 on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hello once again, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. I'm also a 4-time Golden Glove champion and an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to the boxing dance. But guess what? You're buying the pay-per-views. Wink, wink, or are you? Straight up, our open toll-free phone lines. You can call us and impart your opinions if you want on the sport of boxing. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, last night, or across the pond yesterday, Daniel Dubois became really the IBF heavyweight title holder. Of course, he was anointed that title. The International Boxing Federation decided to strip Tyson Fury for not defending against the number one contender and gave it to Dubois. But now Dubois is the legitimate champion after knocking out Anthony Joshua last night in the 5th round. Of course, Joshua was, as I said this before, he was down like a cheap hooker. I kid you not, in the front seat of a car. I mean, he just kept down in round 1, down in round 2. They didn't call it. Down in round 3, they called that one. Down in round 4. And, of course, when he went down in round 5, the referee reached a 10 count. Speaking of the referee, Marcus McDowell, he should be arrested for impersonating a referee. That was the most appalling, unprofessional, biased, one-sided. I mean, Tommy D alluded, he thought he was on the take. I mean, I'm not trying to go that far, but guess what? It was very suspicious, the activities, of course, that referee last night in the heavyweight title fight. I mean, that was like appalling. I mean, he was warning him for fouls. He was making stuff up. I mean, the referee was making stuff up. And one time, he waved off the fight, waved his hands over there, waved his hands up in the air like this, waved his hands, you know, like he's waving, hey, look at me, right? He said, no, he wasn't waving off the fight. Everybody thought he was waving off the fight, so people were about to get in the ring. And he said, no, I was calling that the knockdown. Knockdown was awful. That was a wrong move because he was a real professional referee. He would have bent over and waved the knockdown over with his body bent over, not standing up over his head. So the bottom line is the guy was unprofessional. He didn't know what he was doing. And, of course, they put him in the biggest fight that England has ever seen. What can I say about that? He was on the take. I thought so as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're going to kick the WBC today pretty hard. The Impeccable One has edited this 10-minute clip, and it is pretty damaging. We'll talk about that more on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, going! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Mighty Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. The guitar of Mr. Jerry Cortez. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Let's check with my producer, Mr. Bailey Peck. Now, how many F-bombs you pull out of that piece?
Probably about 20.
About 20? So it's clean now? We can put this on the air without going to jail?
Yeah, I hope so.
Because, you know, we'll go to radio jail if we screw this up. You realize that, right?
Yeah,
F-bombs put us in radio jail. I kid you not, folks. They find us around here. They beat us. His father comes in with his big whip and beats us both to death if we drop an F-bomb on the air. So the bottom line is we're hoping that didn't happen. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, I'm talking about the tape that we put together. Actually, somebody on the internet put it together, and they, you know, one of these boxing websites from the UK, and it's an English guy, and he does a good job without a doubt. And he talks about WBC president Jose Mauricio Sulaiman, not Jose Sulaiman, that's Jose Sulaiman's son, Mauricio Sulaiman. But he talks about Mr. Sulaiman and not the most positive light. And he talks about the WBC, of course, the world of bunko and chicanery. That's what I'm beginning to call it. Of course, we were on WBC TV for 3.5 years, and what did they do? They pulled us because Tommy D said, hey, guess what? I think the WBC had some crooked judges in that Oshaki Foster Robinson Canseco fight. When he said that, and I said, so what are you trying to say? And he said, and Tommy D said, well, if Mauricio don't do something about it, maybe Mauricio should be replaced. The next week, we're off WBC TV. Coincidence? Hell no. Bottom line is, they can't handle heat. You know what? The old man wouldn't have done that. I'm talking about Jose Suleiman. He wouldn't have done it. I'll catch you. He would have called me on the phone and said, Pedro, why didn't you call me? Why didn't you talk to me? He would have tried to, he would have approached it like that, okay? But Mauricio and his boys, they just cut you off. Bottom line is, different era, different generation. Now, we'll get back to the WBC later. Speaking of the WBC, of course, last week their anointed superstar, Saul Alvarez, won a fight against Edgar Berlanga. Berlanga, of course, not showing up to fight. 22 wins, 17 KOs going into the fight. In other words, he could punch, but guess what? He never landed a punch with bad intentions. He never threw one. Talk about the Puerto Rican, as I said, was undefeated going into this fight, a 25-1 underdog. So how could I expect a 25-1 underdog to perform unlike a 25-1 underdog? Listen, he performed like a guy that didn't want to be there. He just wanted to get paid. Scores were 117-110. That's with three rounds for the young man from Puerto Rico, 118-109 and 118-109. Bottom line is, fans had a 120-107, a shutout. Of course, no doubt about that. It was a one-sided fight. Last night, take that back, Friday night, Jaime Munguia, the guy that fought Canelo Alvarez a couple of fights ago. And, of course, he got a $127,000 car after fighting Canelo. Get this. He fights Canelo, and he loses, and he doesn't call Canelo the B.I. you know what that he is. He doesn't call Canelo the different names that he should be called. He respects Canelo. So Canelo buys him a $127,000 car after the fight. Does that reek of a fix or what? I mean, come on. I mean, you ever heard of that before? You ever heard of the San Francisco 49ers after they win the Super Bowl? Buying the second team buying somebody on the second team a car? That don't happen. Anyway, that stunk to high heaven. But that is the story of Canelo Alvarez. Of course, Canelo looking for an opponent in the future. We'll talk about his next opponent. We'll talk about that probably in the next segment. And last night, of course, on that card, of course, coming to us from the UK, Anthony Carracci won the 122-pound title, I think, from Josh Warrington, a unanimous nod across the board, 117-111 twice, and then 118-110. Fans had a 118-110. That means 10-2 in rounds. And of course, then there was the main event. You got to love this to an extent, because if you're a boxing fan, you've been watching these boring-ass fights, and they've been terrible. I mean, they just have, without exception of Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney, of course, a fight that's been erased from the record books, wink, wink. It never existed, wink, wink. It didn't happen, wink, wink. Most of the year of boxing sort of sucked. I mean, it just has. I mean, what's been good? I mean, Shakur Stevenson, at one point in time, Eddie Croft told me he was the best lightweight, the best of all these guys, Gervonta Davis, Ryan Garcia, that Shakur Stevenson was the best. But Shakur hasn't delivered. Of course, a kid from Newark, New Jersey. Now he's out with a hand injury. He's supposed to take part in the fight November the 12th, I believe. It was like a work fight. And the bottom line is, he's got a bad right hand. And we saw it in a sparring match where he landed a body shot. And get this, he landed a body shot, and it wasn't on the ribs. It was below the ribs. So he landed on the body, and he fell down with his hand writhing in pain. So the bottom line is, he's got hand problems. Maybe that's why he can't punch. Of course, at one point in time, as like Eddie Croft told me, the premier trainer down there at B Street Boxing in San Mateo, California, of course, he told me that, you know, Shakur was head and shoulders above all these other guys. I mean, Pete, it ain't even close. And I said, okay. And now I see Shakur in each fight, he's sort of like losing more luster and more luster. His last couple of fights have sucked. I mean, that's the best way I could put it. I'm not trying to overdo it, but the bottom line is, he's just been pathetic in his last couple of fights. Of course, that might be due to the bad hands, but at the end of the day, I think it has a lot to do with his attitude. Of course, I think James Prince is involved with him as well. Of course, James Prince, the Rap-A-Lot, the Sir Rap-A-Lot, he was CEO of Sir Rap-A-Lot Records. That's what he was. That's how he made his millions back when rap music first started. But the bottom line is, he's not a guy to mess with. I kid you not. In fact, I've been told he comes from the 11th Ward down there in Houston, Texas. And at one point in time, his crew ran the 11th Ward. Now, this is just what I've been told. And James never sort of denied that when he and I went back and forth over the years. Bottom line is, he looks good. He's got a new hair replacement, and I give him props. Of course, he's trying to look 25. Just look your age, James. You're a cool dude, no doubt about that. Got all kinds of money. And, of course, he was a guy that handled Andre Ward behind the scenes. Of course, Andre Ward, at one point in time, the godsend of boxing, 2004 Olympic gold medalist. Of course, the last fighter from the United States to win an Olympic gold medal. Of course, I told you about that amateur career. He only lost one amateur fight. That was a ripoff. But outside of that, he was undefeated. He was undefeated at 168 pounds, and then he went up to 175 pounds. And, of course, he had that one shaky fight with Sergey Kovalev. And what did he do in a rematch? He knocked Kovalev out. In other words, people were talking smack, oh, man, Andre didn't look good. Andre might have lost. Yeah, Andre went out there and knocked him out in the rematch. That's the way you do it if you're the real deal. Of course, Andre Ward was the real deal. And he would have came back and fought Canelo Alvarez on a couple of different occasions. The opportunity was there, but his knees are gone. And the reason why his knees are gone is that he had this unique training method over there in Hayward, California. And what they did was they used to push a station wagon around the parking lot. That's how he got strong. So he pushed a station wagon around a parking lot. Eventually, he tore an Achilles tendon. In fact, Andre Ward, most people don't know this, but he has a dead man's Achilles tendon, I think, in his right leg, or one of those legs, right or left, has to be one or the other. Anyway, bottom line is he has the Achilles tendon of a cadaver, a dead man. They put a kid, they put that in there. So he's sort of like, had problems with his wheels, okay? And, of course, he was thinking about this Canelo Alvarez fight, and there was a lot of money on the line. I mean, a multi-million dollar purse, more than he ever made as a pro. And he couldn't take it because of the fact that he can't train, he can't get in shape, he can't run on those legs, he can't push off on those legs anymore. Both knees are best supposedly shot, and why not? He had a good run, but that pushing the car around parking lots, it was a station wagon at first, and as they grew up and they grew richer, I think they went back into the gym and they found different ways to push cars around, not really pushing cars around. In other words, that wasn't really what they did at the end. But at the beginning, that's how raw the story of Andre Ward and Virgil Hunter, his trainer, were. I mean, they were pushing cars around parking lots in Hayward, California, long before 2004 when he won the Olympic gold medal. Of course, when he won the Olympic gold medal, in fact, he was poised to win the Olympic gold medal at 165 pounds, but him and Andre Durrell becoming a pretty good professional later in his life, but one of the Durrell brothers, Andre, and I can't remember what the other one was. Anyway, bottom line is Andre Durrell and Andre Ward flipped a coin. The two Andres, the winner would fight at 165, and the loser would fight at 178. So Andre Ward lost and had to fight the bigger guys at 178. So Gary Radnich of Channel 4 here in San Francisco, who's like big-time TV announcer, big-time radio announcer on KNBR, he says to me, he goes, I think you're shilling for Andre Ward. He can't win the gold medal. He's fighting like guys that are bigger than him, blah, 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 blah. Andre Ward went out there, and there was no doubt about it. He was the best fighter at that weight class, 178 pounds. He won the gold medal going away, the last Olympian from the United States to win gold, no doubt about that, of course. And nobody's even come close since then. I mean, they haven't. And then turned professional, as I said, a stellar effort at 168, a stellar effort at 175, and he retired because he's got bad wheels. But I would pick him. I would have picked him to beat Canelo to win. Yeah, I think he would. I think he had the style. He was a little bit bigger, and he was a natural 168 pounder. Remember, Canelo turned pro at 146 pounds. I know that was a long time ago, but still, he had the body structure of a welterweight. I mean, your body structure doesn't grow. You grow in your belly. You grow putting on weight. You can lift weights and that kind of stuff and get bigger muscles, and I think he's done that to an extent. But if you looked at him for that fight last week, I mean, he was fat. I mean, you see the picture of him at the weigh-in? I mean, he was smiling. He had dimples. I mean, fat dimples, not dimples from having dimples. He had fat dimples. I mean, it just wasn't even close. He had no abs. I mean, and then people say to me, oh, man, he didn't have to. Guy was a 25-1 underdog. It's about, Berlanga, and Berlanga didn't come to fight. Imagine that, getting an opportunity to beat the best fighter in the world, getting them on an off day and not trying. In other words, let me tell you, in the world of boxing, I keep telling people this, and they don't seem to get it. In that ring, there's an invisible line there. You have to step across that line, and you have to impose your effing will. You hear what I'm trying to say? You have to impose your will. You cannot sit there and say, I think I might win this, and be passive about it. No, you have to step over that line, especially if you've got something to say. You want to make a statement, okay? You're the underdog. Some guys can make it, some guys can't. A 25-1 underdog, Eddie Berlanga, he was smoked by the situation. He was smoked, and he was in awe of Canelo Alvarez. And the fact that he didn't go for it once, he was ranging him. And when you range a guy, so most guys, you range guys to pop him with right hands. He was ranging Canelo to not get hit. Stay away from me, stay away from me. I kid you not, it was appalling. To me, it was the worst performance of professional boxing for an upper echelon boxer in a long time being in the limelight. I mean, he was supposed to be the guy, man. He was going to come on and, give Canelo some spit with an H. He turned out to be nothing but full of nothing but spit with an H. At the end of the day, Berlanga, a miserable loser. He made $7 million. They should take it all away and give it to the impeccable one. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
At Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I've raised 10 kids, and there's always one child who can take a joke and another who can't. Mohammed could say something and just tick Frazier off, and Mohammed would be smiling about it.
It was like voices coming in his head. And I couldn't tell you who he's coming from, because I don't know. But therefore, if you ain't got something right to say to me, then you better keep me quiet, because I'm going to peel off and hit you, because it's just nothing for me to do but just walk straight, walk right.
Look at you, you're losing. You lost three rounds already. Come on, Leon, hit you four times. It's worse, man.
Muhammad said, never feel sorry for me. He said, I'm great. But, you know, maybe he may not feel bad, but the guy that fought him do, because you see what he's going through.
He put it on the line, brother. The representation that he gave to the black community will never be forgotten, no matter what.
I am the greatest.
It's just sad because, you know, it's sad because, you know, he's a great guy and hoping that maybe he could, like, live the kind of life that we live, you know. I'd love to see him do that, you know, because he earned that.
Like a butterfly.
A very emotional Smoking Joe Frazier there in his elderly years, talking about Muhammad Ali, wishing that Ali could live a productive life. Ali did live a productive life for the most part, of course. And in the last couple of years, they sort of brought him out and, you know, sort of propped him up. It's like they would take him places and he really couldn't talk, and he'd wave at the crowd and that kind of good stuff. That was a little bit sad. Of course, when I was his PR guy for a tour through China back in 1994 and 1993 was the first time we went to China together. We went twice. But the bottom line is, he could talk at that point. He wasn't the orator that he was at one point in time in the 70s and the 60s. I mean, he was at one point in time, I thought he was the greatest orator of the 20th century. But his skills were off. And a lot of it had to do with the residual effects of professional boxing. I mean, he took shots from Ernie Shavers. And, you know, that third fight with Joe Frazier, of course, the Thriller in Manila, it went almost 14 rounds. I think it was stopped at the beginning of the 14th round by Eddie Futch. Of course, he was in Joe Frazier's corner. He said, "Son, you've got nothing to be ashamed of, but I got to stop this fight." And he did stop this fight. Of course, Ali was ready to stop the fight on the opposite side of the ring. He said, "Cut the gloves off, cut the gloves off. I had enough. Cut the gloves off, cut the gloves off." So he's screaming in his corner to cut off the gloves. Eddie Futch waved off the fight in the other corner. But 3 months after that fight, Muhammad Ali was back in the ring again. I kid you not. So that meant he, like 6 weeks later, he was training again. That's those Muslims. Did I say that? Yeah, I sort of did. The Muslims. Herbert Muhammad was his manager. I think he was the son of the so-called honorable Elijah Muhammad with an asterisk next to it, because he was honorable in some people's mind, not honorable in other people's mind. But the bottom line is, Herbert Muhammad was his manager, Ali's manager. And all they wanted to do was get Ali back in the ring, because for every dollar that Ali made a deal with them that they got a dollar too. Sort of like Colonel Tom Parker and Elvis Presley. When Elvis made a buck, the Colonel got a buck. I kid you not, which is unfair. They call it a usurious contract. And nowadays, the most you could take, I think, you can take a reasonable percentage of somebody's purse or somebody's earnings as a manager, but you can't take an unreal amount. And the bottom line is, they took an unreal amount, of course, from from Muhammad Ali, and they kept going and going and going. They pushed him to the end. Of course, that last fight, the Muslims organized and negotiated that last fight with Larry Holmes, second to last fight with Larry Holmes, October 2nd, 1980. Of course, that was a 10th round TKO for Muhammad Ali, the only time he would ever be stopped in his career. Didn't win a round on my card. I was there. But the bottom line is, you know, Ali got into that fight because of the fact the Muslims pushed him hard. You know, he's going to make $8 million, and the Muslims signed this deal for him to get $8 million. He never got $8 million. He ended up getting $4 million. Don King shot him on the other $400 million. And what he did was, Don King went to him and said, "Listen, I'll get you another title fight." And Ali, being delusional and out of his mind, I mean, the guy's like semi-punch drunk at this point in time, okay? And, I mean, he was. The residual effects of boxing were glaring. And they said, "I'll get you another title fight if you waive the $4 million I owe you." And Ali waived the $4 million. And, of course, and of the $4 million that Ali did get out of that fight, he only got $2 million because the Muslims got another $2 million. And, of course, 50-50 split. So at the end of the day, Ali got a raw deal. There was no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, of course, he was the greatest orator and the greatest fighter of all time, I thought, as far as touching people. I told you, Muhammad Ali could touch people without touching them. Straight up, let's talk about the upcoming boxing schedule. Of course, next week we've got Xander Zayas, of course, a kid from New York City, good-looking Puerto Rican fighter, no doubt about that. I mean, people think that he might be the future of boxing at 154. I don't know yet, but we'll see what happens. But the guy that he's taking on isn't supposed to be the greatest guy in the entire world. But at the end of the day, Xander Zayas looks like he's a prospect worthy of taking a hard look at. Now, the 12th, of course, that's going to go. Now, take that back. Let's go back to the 5th. Nick Ball and Ronnie Rios. Nick Ball's like an 11-1 favorite. I think Nick Ball would be 11-1 favorite for anybody. But Nick Ball and Ronnie Rios are going to do that on TNT Sports from the Liverpool Arena in Liverpool, England. Of course, home of the Fab Four. I'm talking about the Beatles. Of course, that's going to go October 5th. October 9th, Chris Colbert and Omar Salcido. That'll be on ProBox TV. October 12th, this is the fight we're waiting for, of course. The undefeated, both undefeated. Artur Bitabev, what's he now? 21-0, 21 knockouts, WBC champion, considered, I think, the Ring Magazine champion. And then you got Dmitry Bivol. He's undefeated as well. Of course, he's the guy that beat Canelo Alvarez a couple of years ago. But at the end of the day, these guys are now fighting at 175 pounds. Of course, the light heavyweight championship of the world is on the line, both light heavyweights, and the odds are like real close. I mean, like it's like a coin toss. I kid you not. So if you want to bet on one of these guys, it's like even money. Not too many times you get even money in a big fight. Speaking of even money, Xander Zayas is not even money. He's a 16-1 favorite over Damian Sosa. That's next week, next Friday night. Tommy D will be there in the Garden. Of course, on that same card, Mikel Meyer and Sandy Ryan are going to vie for the WBO welterweight title, females, 2 minutes. Of course, it's going to be a two-minute fight with the Sandy Ryan's a minus 125 favorite there. Moving up on the schedule as far as odds are concerned, of course, man, Nick Ball, as I said, in a minus 10-1 favorite, minus 11-1 favorite, minus 11-1 favorite at Caesars Palace. So he's 11-1 favorite over Ronnie Rios, meaning he should romp in that fight, no doubt about that. Now, the big fight, as I said, on the 12th, it's real close. Artur Bidev is plus 104, and Dmitry Bivol is minus 126. So I take that back. It's moved now. It was even at one point in time. Now Dmitry Bivol is a favorite, a minus 126 favorite. So in other words, if you bet $126, you can win 100. You win $226. If you bet $100 on Artur Bidev, you're going to get back $204. So at the end of the day, Bidev, I still think Bidev wins this fight. People say to me, you know, he's too old, Pedro. Good Lord, he's like 39 going on 40. You know, those Russian fighters, they constantly lie about their age. Wink, wink. You know, Russians, Cubans, Colombians. Cubans and the Russians especially. But the bottom line is, why do I say that? Because I've come in contact with Cuban fighters and Russian fighters. And one China, I'm of the opinion that Chinese fighters cheat as far as their age is concerned, too. Because nobody can prove exactly when they were born. I mean, I forget, one guy came over from Cuba. I think it was Joel Castmore. He had three different birth certificates. Which one was real? Nobody really knows. Of course, that was the 1992 Olympic gold medalist. The guy looked like he was 38 years old in the Olympics. But, you know, these guys, they fight. They fight longer and they fight longer. In careers, of course, I'm talking about like Arizandy Lara last week, the WBA middleweight title holder, stopping Danny Garcia. Garcia, of course, a former champion at 140, potentially at 140. I think he might have held a belt at 147, but he was a good fighter at 140. That's 140 pounds. That's 20 pounds lighter than what he fought Arizandy Lara at. And of course, he got lit up like a White House Christmas tree. I mean, everybody knew that this was going to be like a one-sided fight, but nobody knew it was going to be as boring as it was. That has to be the boring, most boring fight of the year 2024. I'm talking about, you know, Danny Garcia. Danny Garcia brings nothing. He has nothing left, absolutely nothing. In fact, at one point in time, I mean, his corner will sort of tell him, hey, you want to, yeah, you here, yeah. You know, they're asking him. They're sort of like looking around. You in this? You in the? Anyway, he wasn't into it, and at the end of the fight, it was sad. It just was. The way it went down, it was sad. And if you're a professional boxing fan, that's not the way you want to see guys and possibly careers end. Because at the end of the day, you guys don't see these guys a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years later. I remember there was one guy, I went to high school football, I played high school football. He was more punch drunk than any of the guys I knew from punch drunk from boxing. But guess what? A lot of guys get punchy in boxing. In other words, you don't notice it. I was talking to a guy from Las Vegas that had won a couple Golden Glove titles here in Northern California. I was talking to him on the phone the other day, and he was all over the place. He was like a pinball machine. I said, did you see the text I sent you? What text? What are you talking? I mean, he was like all I need. And I realized I'm pushing this guy to think faster than he can think. You know what I'm saying? And those are the residual effects of professional boxing. It ain't pretty. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We take a bite to WBC after the break. The impeccable one has edited this thing up here. We've got all the F-bombs out of it because there's like 19 or 20 F-bombs in there, maybe more. But the bottom line is, it's funny and it's true. Coming up on Ring Talk Live Worldwide after the break, the WBC gets dumped.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
I'm at a smoothie bar asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Thank you, Pedro. You gonna run tomorrow?
I'll be running. You gonna run tomorrow morning?
Yeah, 5:30.
Sunday. I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe. Right, okay.
He embarrassed me. Ray Leonard. Every time we ran, he dogged me. Come on, Pedro. Come on, Pedro. Come on, Pedro. Come on, Pedro. So I keep up with him like 2.5 miles, right? Then the half mile, last half mile, he would disappear. He ran like a gazelle. That's the best way I could put it. Or a cheetah. I kid you not. The greatest athlete I've ever seen in the sport of boxing is Ray Charles Leonard. And, of course, he welterweight champion, junior middleweight champion, middleweight champion. He might have won titles after that, but the bottom line is that's really what he was known for. Of course, his big fight against Roberto Duran, June 28, 1980, losing that first fight. Of course, it was the November 25th, 1980 fight, the rematch with Duran, which Duran said no mas, allegedly, and quit, of course. And then Leonard going on to win the junior middleweight championship and then the middleweight championship April 7th, 1987, of course, when he took on Marvelous Marvin Hagler. And Marvin gave up the first 4.5, maybe 5 rounds of the fight and then wondered and bitched and moaned for like until he died a couple years ago on why he lost a close decision. Bottom line is Marvin got beat that night by Shiguri Leonard. I had it 115 to 113 or 7 rounds to 5 in the scorecard. Now, we go from that to this. Proper Boxing is a website on YouTube. Take it back. It's a YouTube page, Proper Boxing, and they've got a copyright and all that good stuff. They got like 125,000 subscribers. Anyway, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, they dove into the WBC. And, of course, I didn't want to air this, and I wanted to air, and I didn't want to air, and I wanted to air because it had all these F-bombs in it. But guess what? The impeccable one, he went to work and pulled out all the F-bombs. So the bottom line is, let's hear from Proper Boxing.
Maurizio Salami, the man who absolutely epitomises the phrase boxing is corrupt. So yes, as you know, there are plenty of tits in boxing, but old Salami's always done his best to take the cake by a friggin' mile. And amongst the big old debate of should we bin the belts, do we need them, I'll let you be the judge after we highlight the greatest moments of the president of the WBC, also known as Weepy Crooks or the Waffle and Bollocks Club as I like to call them. So where do we start then? Well, how's about a cheeky little altercation in Germany back in 2012, yes, old Dillboy Chisora and David Haye started glussing each other. It all turned double ugly and both men found themselves banging trouble with the powers that be. Old Salami was outraged by all this. He said, no, I'm not haven't it, bruv? Bosh, Del Boy, you're banned forever, me old son. The ship has sailed for your WBC dreams. And yes, okay, that's understandable. Plus, I mean, at the time, Del Boy had just had his third loss in four fights. He was never going to be back at the top table anyway, was he? Let's be honest. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot it's Del Boy, innit? The turd that won't flush. Course he was going to end up back on the top table. And yes, a decade later, what was he fighting for against the Gypsy King? None other than the WBC belt. Brilliant. So much for a ban when there's 3% dangling in front of his nose. Boat. Tyson said, oh, that's a shame that we can't fight Del Boy, Mozzie. I heard you banned him indefinitely. Yeah, sorry, bruv. I've got to keep me morals. I'm a proud man, and I? Oh, yeah, no, I get you, bruv. That's a pity, though. We was going to fight him at Tottenham on pay-per-view. Huh? Yeah, no, sorry, yeah, I should have said. We booked the stadium and that, and we reckon it'll generate a good sort of 50 mil or something, probably. But, yeah, never mind. Did you say 50 mil? Oh, yeah, easily, I reckon. I don't know if he is banned, actually. Yes, yeah, you sure? Hey, well, you said it. I've got the article here, innit? Banned indefinitely, it says. Nah, I didn't say that, did I? I think they've heard me wrong there. I said banned till February. What, really? Yeah, bloody deaf journos, innit? Oh, so we can fight the old boy. Yeah, of course. Finding fight. Oh, lovely. Cheers, Mozzie. Can I have my 3%? And yeah, this fight, bloody hell. So after Del Boy beat Pulev, he was elevated to number 15 in the WBC rankings, meaning Tyson was able to fight him. What a stroke of luck. I mean, okay, fair enough. Del Boy has always lurked around the top 20, but still a bit convenient that he landed on the final spot, number 15, and it make of that what you will. But anyway, on the subject of Tyson, prior to this, having publicly retired after the Dillian White fight for no other reason than it made an interesting storyline in his Netflix documentary, you'd have thought, well, there's no need for him to keep the WBC belt, is there? You might as well strip him. But no, apparently not. And then after the Chisora fight, well, surely you got to strip him for that Ngannou load of bollocks. But no, once again, Salami didn't do that either. Instead, he made a lovely new belt for the occasion. You might as well make up a belt out of thin air and get your 3% for that as well. Terrific stuff. All right, luckily for him, we can let him off a little bit here, because after this, we did get the Undisputed. But still, it was all a load of letting Fury hold on to it when you had people out there having real fights and chasing world titles, like Joe Joyce and Zhang, for instance. Even Usyk had to go off and have a tough fight with Daniel Dubious, do you know what I mean? And it's been the same with Jermell Charlo keeping hold of his WBC belt for nigh on 3 years without fighting. Okay, he had time off for mental health issues, fine, but let's be honest, they only let him hold on to it because they expected him to get the Canelo fight on his return. But back to Tyson, and obviously old Mozzie wanted the Gypsy King holding on to it, because he's the cash cow. He's the biggest 3% payday, and if you needed any indication that this man only cares about the money, look no further than Francis Ngannou losing against Fury on his debut, going 0-1, then ending up 10th in the bloody rankings. I mean, do the maths on that one. Literally a 100% losing record. Bosh, top 10. I mean, I've got a record of 0-0. Technically, that's better than Ngannou. Am I in the top 10? No, am I bollocks? But yes, it wouldn't be the first time he's done something like this. How can we forget the phenomenal Jake Paul fighting Tommy Fury and being promised a ranking in the WBC if he won? Why? What, for beating Ben Askren, a UFC fighter, Anderson Gibb, a YouTuber with a great big nose, and Tommy Fury, who's barely faced someone with a winning record? He deserves a ranking from that, does he? Again, it wouldn't be anything to do with the 3% that he could skim off his future multi-million pound fights, would it? Don't get me wrong, all sanctioning bodies are a bit shifty. I mean, you got Moses Itouma, after beating Marius Wack, finding himself now 7th in the bloody WBO. He's brilliant, old Moses, but nobody can explain how that's justified. However, the WBC do it shamelessly time and time again. Just imagine how you'd feel if you're a boxer who slaved away for years and years, now you're on the cusp of the top 10, only to be moved back a step by Ngannou or Jake Paul. Two people who've not ever beaten an actual boxer. Double liberty, innit? And also a liberty was the old Dillian White situation. 1,634 days of waiting until he finally got his shot at the WBC title. Okay, fair enough, he lost in that time when Povetkin added about 4 yards to his neck, but still, it was over 1,000 days even to that point. Meanwhile, Wilder, from 2015 to 2018, was able to do whatever he wanted. Out of 7 opponents he fought in that time, only Luis Ortiz was a legitimate top 15, and everyone else was way outside. He was simply never once forced a mandatory who could pose any sort of jeopardy, until Fury came along. Once again, would that be anything to do with making sure Wilder kept the belt, as he was the most valuable heavyweight in America at the time? Who knows? knows? But unfortunately for Dillian, number one challenger meant Neffel, and it wouldn't be the first time we've seen an obvious WBC mandatory not to get his shot. We had the Benavidez situation, which was just a show. Why wasn't that fight ever ordered? You can talk about Benavidez going up to light heavyweight, and people differ on who's to blame for all this, but it don't really matter, does it? Benavidez was next in line. He's been there on a plate for ages. The world wants to see it, but no. Canelo had no obligation because the WBC never forced it. And why? Well, again, probably like Wilder. Why put a fighter in front of your cash cow who could win and significantly diminish your future 3% takings? Seems that Benavidez WBC interim belt that he worked so hard to get was pretty pointless, wasn't it? And talking of this belt, why is this pony organization always showering the sport with its belts all the time? There's diamond, interim, silver, gold, franchise, Rio season belt, the money belt. Why does he have to slap his logo on everything? Go away. I mean, all these belts people are fighting for outside of the full world title holders mean all, because we've established the big dogs are often able to avoid the next in line contenders anyway. Luckily, the likes of Saudi have come along and seemingly put an end to some of the cherry picking, making fights like Fury Usyk and Beterba Bivliev versus Bivovliev. Oh yeah, and talking of these two, have a look, Al Salami front and centre. Bit hypocritical when not too long ago he wouldn't even sanction the thing. He wouldn't let the Russian-born Bivol fight Beterbiev for his WBC belt and undisputed because, and I quote, of the WBC's position with Russia. I mean, are you winding me up? Beterbiev is Russian as well, Mozzie, you great big salad. If you cared so much about the politics, why did you not strip Beterbiev of his WBC belt when all the aggro started? Apparently it's all right now, though, when you're skimming 3% out of the Double Excellent Turkey's mega wallet. Yeah, no issues there, bruv. Now, maybe you're thinking, hold on, though, this is confusing because that was a big money fight at the time. Why would Salami not want to be involved? Well, let's think about it. Was it actually a big money fight? I mean, Bivol's great, but he's no Tyson Fury in terms of draw power. So was there not more money in the long run for the WBC from Beterbiev swerving him and fighting other people, if you know what I mean? Three decent paydays and 3% every time probably beats that one Bivol payday. And once again, I sound like a broken record, but Bivol has always been the biggest jeopardy fight for Beterbiev and his WBC belt. Ultimately, the belts are much more financially lucrative in the hands of a man who's knocked out every opponent in front of him. Even if he does seem to pull out of fights all the time and showed a shifty drug test against Callum Smith, but that's for another video. But talking of drug tests, yes, let's have a look at some of Mozzie's finest work. I mean, there's no point letting a little drug test get in the way of a big fight, is there? Oh no, certainly not. How's about a bit of Oscar Valdez in the lead up to his fight against Robson Conceição, failing a drug test in which the A and B sample both come back positive, and yet the fight was still allowed to go ahead? Oh, and by the way, he failed through VADA under the WBC clean boxing program. Right, so what's the point of a clean boxing program when a fighter shows to be the total opposite, unclean, and is still allowed to get in the ring and fight for your title? Smashing. But come on, we know he don't give a monkeys about clean boxing, because we saw it as well in the Conor Ben debacle. After Conor publicly failed a test and then said the reason might be because he was eating more eggs on a daily basis than 1,000 chickens are able to in a year, Mozzie, without thinking, went, yeah, that'll do for me. You cleared, Conor, me old son. Oh, brilliant. Thanks, Mozzie. However, Conor, the very next day after being cleared, said that his evidence wasn't based on eating too many eggs. So what happened there? I'll tell you what happened there. The WBC clearly didn't do any scientific research into this theory. They just went, oh, right, eggs. Yeah, that sounds feasible. Bosh, cleared. So, yes, it's just a bit baffling, isn't it? Why would an organisation who are supposedly so against drug cheating try clear a fighter based on no evidence and also allow an unclean fighter in the ring to fight for their belt? Sort it out, Mozza, bloody hell. Oh, and then we got the Bridgerweight division. And, oh, I can't be bothered, what's the point? Anyway, now obviously promoters and fighters are to blame as well in some of these scenarios, but when you got the opportunity to do the best for the sport because you're in charge of boxing's most prestigious accolade and you don't do it, instead you do whatever's best for your financial gain, you gotta give your head a wobble, ain't ya? And let's be honest, I've missed about a billion other scenarios.
That is Propa Boxing. Of course, they are on YouTube. Check them out, Propa Boxing. I think they're pretty entertaining, of course, and they're pretty informative there. Of course, that is, according to them, that's all fact. I can't find anything I can argue with them there. I mean, you may have a difference of opinion, but as far as the facts were concerned, as far as the actions of the WBC and Mr. Suleiman, I think he's got them all right there. And I think that most of them, you know, he was right, and Suleiman called a lot of bad shots. I always thought that, at some point in time, Mauricio was not going to be able to fill his father's shoes. Of course, his father was able to deal with everybody. He's just not. I mean, it's a family-run organization. That's the best way to put it. I mean, in the WBC, the world of Bunko and Chicaner, or we be Canella, or we be Clowns, or we be Crooked, all these different WBC acronyms, with the bottom line is, at the end of the day, they're considered to be the number one sanctioning body in boxing, and they won't mandate, and you heard him talk about that, David Benavidez and Canelo Alvarez. Of course, Canelo was the champion, while Benavidez was the number one contender for 3 years. The championship that Canelo holds is the championship that Benavidez lost on the scale when he couldn't make 168 pounds for a fight, so he lost the title on the scale. Never lost a fight in the ring, never lost the title in the ring. Of course, that's how Canelo got the belt. For 3.5 years, Canelo just avoided him. And the WBC, they issued a statement last December. I think the impeccable one and I picked it up, pulled it up off the web, and it said that Canelo must fight David Benavidez next, blah, 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 blah. Man, he got bold. I said to myself, whoa, Mauricio Sulaiman growing a set of stones here? No, I knew it was my imagination because it never happened. They never pushed the fight. At the end of the day, I think David Benavidez took a payoff from Canelo Alvarez. There was no other way I could put it. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, coming up on our last segment, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs Saturday and Sundays, of course, 11 a.m. Pacific time on Sports Byline, 11 a.m. Pacific time on Saturday for 1 hour, 11 a.m. Pacific time on Sunday for 2 hours. Of course, that is 2 p.m. Eastern time both times. 2 p.m. Eastern, that's right. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
As a quasi paralegal for an attorney down in Foster City, California, the late Bryant Smith. I was, you know, reading a lot of court papers. I sort of got into court papers. That's the way I did. I sort of wanted to be a lawyer, but didn't want to go to school for it. Bottom line is, I know how to read court transcripts. I read a lot of transcripts. I read the court transcript of Mike Tyson, of course, against Desiree Washington, that criminal trial in which, you know, they never proved that he raped her. I mean, I told you about that, right? She took off her panty shield and left it in the bathroom and went out there and let Mike Tyson get on her. So the bottom line is, the panty shield was the only thing preventing her from having sex, and she took it off and left it in the bathroom. In other words, that to me is reasonable doubt. So Mike Tyson should have never been convicted of rape. But anyway, that's the way it went down, of course. And now I've been reading the court transcripts of P. Diddy, of course, Sean Combs, the guy that I met back in the year 2000. Of course, that was over in UK, of course, and he was standing in front of the dressing room door of Nassim Ahmed after a Ahmed fight with Johnny Bungu. And of course, I thought he was security, and I may be repeating myself, but I walked up to him and said, "You security?" He goes, "Blood, you don't know who I am." I said, "No, I just kept on walking. I had no idea who he was." Anyway, later on, I would find out he was Puff Daddy, of course. And I said last year, when I read those transcripts, that he was going to go to jail for the rest of his life. And guess what? He's in jail right now. He's probably never going to get out, and he's the biggest scumbag I think I've ever, of all the people I've ever encountered in my entire life. And I met a lot of horrible people as a cop, okay? I think that Sean Diddy Combs is the most horrible person I've ever encountered in my entire life. Straight up, may he not rest in peace when he goes. Straight up, got to give it the guy, Daniel Dubois, Fighter of the Month, Fighter of the Week, thus far Fighter of the guy that brought back boxing, knocking out Anthony Joshua in the fifth round. Of course, Joshua, a 5-1 favorite in some books, 4-1 favorite in other books. But the bottom line is, Dubois had two chances, Slim and none, and Slim wasn't in town. But guess what? He showed in that first round when he rattled Joshua with the jab and knocked him down. And, of course, then knocked him down in the second round. Didn't get the call from the referee. Of course, the referee was a horrible guy by the name of Marcus McDowell. He should be arrested. Again, I'm repeating myself, but he should be arrested for impersonating a professional referee. I kid you not. That's how inept and professionally corrupt looking his performance was. I'll just leave it at that. Anyway, today has been a great show. I thank you so much for tuning in. 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to thank Sir Thomas Dumuth and his agent. I want to thank the impeccable one. If it wasn't for the impeccable one, I probably wouldn't be doing radio. I'll talk about the great Bailey Peck. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I feel so blue. I got to make it right for everyone concerned.